Yes, they are yellow-colored, and with a lot of green in the yellow, rather like a lime color. Narcissists can appear attractive at first. Many narcissistic people are good-looking, earn a good living, and are fun to be around. Some women are attracted to male narcissists because they appear so effective, unique, and confident. Some men are attracted to female narcissists who are noticeably gorgeous or sexually appealing. It's only when narcissists begin to disregard their partner's concerns and dismiss what their partner says that the narcissistic listening disorder becomes a source of distress. Remember, narcissists do listen to people who appear too more effective or who have something that they really want. So when they are courting, they listen very well. If you have chosen a narcissist as a life partner, or you have to deal at work in an ongoing way with someone who has difficulty listening to you, begin by understanding that narcissists are handicapped people. Despite their charisma, they have an authentic listening deficit. Aim beside ratchet up your confidence. You will need to be able to speak in a way that conveys an inner sense of personal power. Third, from that confidence position, at least on matters of import to you, use strong collaborative dialogue skills. Show that you have heard your partner's perspective, and after that, persist till you have succeeding in conveying your perspective as well. Remind yourself that most narcissists can and do listen, even with empathy, when they experience the individual with whom they're talking as having greater power. Putting it in practice. Here's an example from my scientific practice. Gina finally had had enough of the inability of her partner Jonathan to listen to her side of problems. When they first met, Jonathan appeared to be a great listener. They delighted in long talks together. Gradually, however, Jonathan had become oppositional. Eventually, he started raging to block out Gina's voice when he had offered his perspective, and she tried to add another. Talking about political concerns was the worst. Attempting to discuss any upset that had taken place between them similarly caused a flood of buts from Jonathan, followed by anger if Gina tried to verbalize her views. Gina felt great relief once she made a decision to no longer communicate with Jonathan when he went into his withdrawn, unsympathetic, and significantly upset mode. She chose a peaceful time to clarify to Jonathan her choice. Any time from this point forward that she was tactfully expressing her viewpoint, if Jonathan blocked her from voicing her concerns by getting dismissive or mad, she would silently stand up and leave of the room. Then she did it, several times. Who would have thought? After some walkaways, Gina was shocked to see Jonathan return to courting mode. Gina now had the upper hand. Jonathan didn't want his spouse to abandon him when they were talking about issues of import to him. With his partner now the pack leader, Jonathan settled down. He listened to Gina as he had when they had initially been courting. He did far less negating of whatever she said. He ended his former insistence that he always was right and she was wrong. Now, Jonathan showed his partner only his charming best self. He even had started, as when they initially met, asking questions to generate her perspectives. The word "but" appeared to be passing away out of his vocabulary. It was being replaced by "yes" and "what do you think about?" The outcome? Gina and Jonathan have become buddies again. Gina can unwind in the house and enjoy Jonathan's lovely sides. If Jonathan slips back into narcissistic discussion mode, Gina exits the room. Mainly, though, Gina is happier, and Jonathan seems happier too. The moral of the story? In engaging with a mild to moderately severe narcissist, you need to stay strong. Not aggressive, just strong in self-confidence. Secure yourself. Update your abilities for cooperative dialogue to build your self-esteem. Then expect to be heard. You never ever know what might emerge. The most ignored sign of narcissism could, or may not, go away. Chapter 2. Celeb Narcissism May Be Infectious. In current weeks, Kanye West has shared that he is God's vessel, too busy writing history to read it, and is the voice of his generation. He adds that the greatest pain in his life isn't to be